This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. So look, there are going to be some hiccups in this economy as it comes out of the pandemic. The jobs report a couple of weeks ago was one. We were talking a million jobs. You remember that? We got 266,000. And those hiccups can hit even sectors that have been humming right along. We've been talking for a while now about housing and its boom. Low interest rates, pandemic-motivated moves, limited supply and rising prices. And yet today, we learned new construction, housing starts is the technical term, were off more than 9% last month. As Marketplace's Justin Ho reports to get us going, there are a couple of reasons why builders have been holding back.
Securing the parts that go into building a home has been tricky recently, thanks largely to the volatile price of lumber.
Well, I call it a hysterical market at this point.
Brian Leonard is a lumber analyst at RCM Alternatives. He says prices have been rising throughout the pandemic, causing many builders to hold off on buying wood. But last month, many realized they couldn't wait any longer. Lumber prices spiked even more, and now supplies are thin.
The full-blown building season is basically, you know, April through August. And all of a sudden, these guys don't have the wood to start supplying some of these jobs.
Something else in short supply? Labor, says Brian Termail with the Associated General Contractors of America. He says some construction workers worry about getting COVID on the job site. They also might be receiving expanded unemployment insurance. They might have found work in other industries.
Our members are going to be competing with energy sector. They're going to be competing with the mining sector.
Several other ingredients that go into building a new home have been stuck in the supply chain, given the ongoing congestion at U.S. ports. Mike Frattantoni is chief economist at the Mortgage Bankers Association.
Many builders having difficulty finding appliances to put into new homes, and the new owners having to go out and buy those appliances.
There are signs that housing construction could pick up again. For instance, building permits fell at a much slower rate than the drop in housing starts. Frattantoni says that's a sign that home builders think building supplies and prices could start to stabilize.
That's going to result in a lower overall price sometime down the road.
And even though some construction projects are stalling, he says demand for new homes is still strong. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.